Standing in the hospital hallway, I looked around, racking my brain for a way to make Hannah Claire believe me. The words suddenly came out on their own before I even realized. "Miss Claire, I've never said anything like this in my life. But I swear to you on the soul of my late mother, who died in this same hospital, that I will treat this story with the utmost respect, that I will not share it with anyone you or he don't wish me to."
I stood there in my kitchen, breathing slowly, weighing it all as the girl continued softly. "Whatever you decide, it is clear to me that you have an important, a heartfelt connection to this man. When I saw that he might be regaining consciousness, I knew you'd want to know." My eyes wandered across my eclectic home and the furnishings I'd gathered over a lifetime. Then they turned inward toward the memories of my equally eclectic life, which had been missing the key element, the most dearly beloved person, for 60 years. Finally, I drew a breath and said, "Thank you, Jillian. I'll come as quickly as I can." I heard her sigh with relief. "Good, and Miss Claire?" She spoke more confidentially, closer to the phone. "The French priest that you saw here." My answer came swift and firm. "Don't trust him."